Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 594. This is your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is August 30th, 2020. We broadcast every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time Zones. We are a video game podcast, sort of. We like our video games. We also talk about life. So be prepared. The conversation could always just go sideways. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. Someday we might be on Facebook. I think we're on Facebook. Who knows? We're not on Mixer, though. That's a thing that used to be that's not anymore.
Mixer
yeah.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Joining me today, live from the streets of downtown Seattle, inside a giant Xbox, we have Robin Tate.
Hey! Hi, everybody! It's me, it's Robin Tate here, and I'm not spinning the decks. Yeah, it's at Bongo the Sane here. I'm here for another great show. Looking forward to getting started at 9 p.m. sharp. We all turned up early to make sure that happened. Oh, fail vote. Okay! I'm here. Yep.
Am I the only one that thinks that Robin sounded like Winnie the Pooh there when he did his little
right?
Yes. Also on the show today, Kim Woods. Kim.
Yeah, I'm here. And thank God you're not babies or children of some type. Well, I mean, you know, mentally, some of you are a little bit, but I can deal with that.
Yeah, I would just like to point out real quick, Kim, sorry to just, my tank top is doing some weird stuff on video. Like it's a striped tank top, but it's like going crazy as I'm looking on the screen. Anyway,
okay.
Also on the podcast today, besides a disappearing man named Robin Tate,
right?
Besides Kim Woods, mm-hmm. We have the one, the only tin cup loving Mark Wright. Mark, welcome.
Hello.
Back.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, you've missed me. Hello, everyone.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, Mark Alex on the game platforms.
Let's not go that far.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Welcome back, Mark. You had a nice little hiatus. You are back spinning the decks properly. Audio issues resolved. There's no lag. There's no craziness.
Nope.
Yeah. It's just like it's like an old comfortable slipper. You just slip it right back in.
Yeah.
Except for his cable, you know.
Yeah, I just have to put my cable back in.
You do have to stick your cable all the way in, Mark. Yeah. Do not ever.
I can't have it in halfway, can I? Elder Command on the side, don't I?
No. When you stick it just the tip in, you only get part of the. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right. We are celebrating Warren Buffett's birthday today. 90 years old, supposedly. Yeah, that's something.
Woo!
Larry Fitzgerald, 36 years. Is he only 36 years old?
Yeah, you know, he looks older, doesn't he?
He does look old. Well, he's been around forever, in case you don't know. Arizona Cardinals wide receiver.
I was going to say,
a fine gentleman and somebody you should make your hero. I actually really respect. I have a lot of respect for Larry Fitzgerald. So that's that. I'm going to close my window over real quickly. But Robin or Mark, can we have a birthday song?
It worked quite well.
It's perfect.
I like it.
Yes. All right. Well, let's dive into story time. Let's talk about what's been going on.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. Who would like to go first? Somebody raise a hand. Fantastic. Okay, Mark, you're going first.
Right.
I couldn't see that hand, actually.
Because you're on a different camera to the main viewers.
The gentleman was not recognized.
Who is this boy? Who are you?
I think it was disgraceful.
Right, so I've watched a couple of movies on Netflix recently. One's a newish release, one isn't. The first one is Project Power. Have you guys seen this?
I did watch it.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. It's about a pill you can take which gives you superpowers for 5 minutes. The superpower depends on your DNA. Different people have different varying results. Some people just explode, which is quite...
Right, it's not exactly a guaranteed
superpower. No, it was about an 80% chance you're going to survive, yeah. And some superpowers are cool and some are not so cool. But yeah, really, really interesting.
Some are cool.
Decent story. Like, yeah, really enjoyed it. So yeah, no, if you've got Netflix.
There's nothing new about that. I mean, there's been pills like that for years that make you like a superhuman for 5 minutes. Yeah, for a bit of while.
If they last for more than 4 hours, consult your doctor.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. And if you don't swallow it properly, you get stuck in your throat, you'll have a stiff neck for a long time. Anyway, so the other movie I watched,
it's funny. Oh, stop, just stop. It's funny just the way TV goes, Mark. It's funny because for weeks or months, there's nothing. And then all of a sudden, it's like buses, there's new things come along. Because, I mean, there's that high score as well at the moment.
Oh, yes, I started watching that. I've only seen one episode.
Which is really, really good. Yeah. So it's great. And all of a sudden, stuff comes along. It's really, really excellent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there was some good nostalgia in that first episode of that high score with all the Atari stuff and that.
Hmm. Yeah. I do kind of wonder, though, because, you know, Hollywood has been affected by COVID. So we know a lot of these shows have been in the can. They were already done pre-COVID-19. I'm wondering if they're going to be able to space this out enough to where they've got enough stuff already done to where, you know, we don't see a weird, like, period of time where nothing's coming out, or if they
we can watch reruns of Friends or something like that, it'll be all right.
Seriously, I have watched a shitload of Friends. I've watched that on reruns.
Favorite episodes and anything that sticks to mind, anything that's, you know, really memorable.
I mean, look, Ross leather pants episode, that's an all-time classic. That would,
turkey
that would,
on Monica's head. That for me, that's the turkey on the head dancing thing. Was really, really good. Yeah, I like that. I like Friends. Yeah. Friends is good. Friends is brilliant. Friends was always of its time. It was all of its time.
Well, and it hit that one peak period where it became like all the talk, and so you started getting a whole bunch of celebrity guest actors onto Friends. I completely forgot. You know, not only do they have people like Tom Selleck on there.
Bruce Willis, yeah.
Bruce Willis. That was the one I totally forgot.
Adam Sandler's on it. Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
None of us, it was like, you know, none of us ever questioned that these like late 20s, early 30s people were all sort of sharing flats, and or most people at that age are married or on the way they're second. It's a bit like Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street. None of us ever questioned why they were sharing a bed. So, it was of its time.
Absolutely. Anyway, Mark, continue on.
So then...
Jesus, it's a tough crowd tonight.
Jenny fancied to watch a horror film, so we started watching The Tall Grass, also on Netflix. Now, I am really easygoing when it comes to movies. Most people will say, oh, that movie was shit, and I'd say, oh, yeah, we're all right, I watched it. It's very, very rare I don't watch a movie to the end. I turned this off after 20 minutes. It was shit. Really, really boring.
Wow.
It was so confusing and slow and boring. Yeah, I turned it off. I couldn't watch it. I don't know if any of you guys have tried watching this.
I just was looking up on the Metacritic. It says Tall Grass, the movie for the intellectually superior, greatest movie ever.
Yeah, right.
Really?
No, it was awful. It was so weird and confusing. It didn't grip
a basic you at all. Basic premises, monsters in the grass.
This couple are on this road trip and they stop off. There's this old church with a load of abandoned cars in it, and they can hear a voice's child in this tall grass field. So they get out and they go into the grass, and then they get lost in the grass and separate. Next thing you know, it's night time and they can't find each other. And this little boy appears and all this crap. And then next thing you know, another couple have turned up and they can hear the couple who've just gone in the field shouting in the field, and they go in. And then the next thing you know, the couple who's gone in the field have pulled up again. And it was so confusing, it was weird. You don't see any monsters, there's no special effects, it's just, there's no story to it, no substance. It was just, Yeah, like
admittedly, you only watched 20 minutes of it, so who knows?
Well, it might have been 20 minutes, half an hour, but yeah, it was enough to... Please try that again. Shut up, Alexa. she started talking. But yeah, it's very rare I'm the sort of person who will turn off a movie, and I turn that off.
Right. That does speak volumes, Mark, so I will avoid the tall grass. But that actually should be the lesson for everybody. Don't go in the tall grass.
Avoid the tall grass.
Yeah. You know. Just saying.
There's chiggers and stuff in there, you know.
Well, the woman was stupid for going in anyway because she was pregnant, and you don't really go into a massive massive acreage of field of grass when you're pregnant and can't find your way out.
Really?
Mark, don't be misogynistic and racist. Come on. Well, we saw in The Last of Us 2, you can be pregnant and go on combat missions.
I've not played it yet. Shh, no spoilers.
Oh, all right. That's not really a spoiler.
Well, I was going to say, if that's a spoiler, I mean, you know.
Anyway. All right.
And I am alluding to my audio technical problem just a little bit ago. I've had my computer in bits yesterday.
I'm sorry.
quite a while ago, I forgot I'd actually ordered it. I ordered a new graphics card because my PC was struggling with the GTRP, what I'm still playing. I've just seen that picture. Robin's got behind him. I got a new graphics card. So I've replaced my old 1050 Ti with a 1660 Super. And it's Super by name, Super by nature, because it's made such a huge improvement. I've cut up all the settings and everything, and it runs superb now. So, yeah, very happy. Come at a bad time, Mike, but it's working really well. So I've already sold my old one. I put it on eBay and I've got a bid for it already, and it's got another 5 days left on it, so it'll probably get half my money back already. So, yeah, very good.
Awesome.
Well impressed.
All right.
That's it for me.
So when you're looking for a new GPU, just look for the word super.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Okay. Yeah.
Kim.
All right. Well, as you can see, I survived my first week of, two one-year-olds. I have to start it all again tomorrow or Tuesday, I can't remember which, but either way, it'll show up, and here we are. Aside from that, I watched the season finale of Yellowstone. No spoilers for me.
I'm mid-season, I've really enjoyed this. I just got away from watching it. Yeah, it's a good series. I like it.
What's Yellowstone about?
It's a Kevin Costner television series. He's a rancher in, Wyoming?
Yes.
Or Montana? He's got three kids, and they're, he's got this giant, I don't know wherever they, I guess that's stupid because I'm thinking, where the hell is Yellowstone Park? Because it butts up right again, but whatever. Anyway, he's a rancher, and, he's got this big old ranch he's got to take care of, and he's got kids and, the fighting and the stuff that goes along with, holding on to his ranch. It's really good. It was kind of weird seeing Kevin Costner as a father to kids like my age. So that was a little strange, but not to mention, I think the older he gets, is the more gravelly his voice gets.
Oh, totally.
Because have you noticed now that his voice is just all, like, scratchy and growly, and it's like, whoa, was that Kevin Costner? How did that happen? But it's really good. I haven't watched the first two seasons because I just got into it with the third season.
I need to go back into it.
Yeah. But it's really good. I mean, at first I wasn't sure how I felt about Rip, but he's come along, so he's fine. It's really good to watch them struggle with these people coming after their ranch and the, the Indian reservation and the stuff that goes along with it. That's been really neat. So, yeah, Yellowstone, if you want a little bit of a modern Western, vibe to go on, if you need something like that,
network is that on? Is that a Netflix or a
Paramount
Amazon?
Network. So whatever the Paramount Network would be on. They have an app, too, and I don't know. I saw somewhere where it might be even going to Netflix, but who knows?
I think so. I think it might be coming to Netflix. But, part of the other basic premise to it is Kevin Costner has a very large swath of land. It's almost like in an Aspen-like area that before Aspen became popular with all the ski resorts. So it's a highly desirable kind of resort location, but they're trying to keep it from becoming that. Mm-hmm. So you have the rancher, then you have the Indian reservation, because there's also tribal Indian land in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have kind of the more, developer side of it, where there's always, kind of public sector trying to come in and grow it. and make it into more of a resort as opposed to just a farm, or cattle land. Kim, you definitely have to watch seasons one and two because you've missed a huge chunk of where all of this originates from. So, I very much enjoy it. Some people haven't really got on with it. I have heard people talk about it, but I personally have enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It has a level of kind of violence to it, of Breaking Bad.
Yep.
It can get pretty graphic.
Because they will do anything to keep people from getting on their land and screwing with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me look like small potatoes. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's again, kind of goes back to that, you're justifying it because of your own reasons type thing. Mm-hmm. But if you just walk across the street and look at it from another angle, you can kind of say, well, hey, you kind of are being the bad guy. Yeah. So it's got all of that kind of back and forth in it. It is good. Mm-hmm. Very much enjoyed it.
For people in the UK, season one aired on Channel 5 last year. So you can watch it on the My5 app. But seasons 2 and 3 aren't confirmed for Channel 5 in the UK yet.
All right, well, there you go. Watch season one. It's good. And then I think the first episode wasn't great, but once you get past episode one, it really takes off. What else, Kim?
I started reading the new Dresden Files book, which is about a wizard named Harry, who thankfully the last name is not Potter. So this is the, I think, 16th or 17th in the series. It's by Jim Butcher. And it's, when I'm not passed out sleeping on the couch at 8:30 at night, it's really freaking good. So, and there's supposed to be another one coming out this month. So, next month, September. So we're not in September yet. So, yeah, it's about a wizard. He lives in the city of Chicago. He protects people and does like detective work sort of thing. So, I'm sure there's lots of people.
He's needed now.
Right?
He needs him right now.
Right? So I'm sure there's people out there that knows what this is. And there was even a show about it on Sci-Fi a long time ago with, I know the guy, I can picture his face, but Paul something. He's British. Anyway, look it up, Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. It was on Netflix, and it may still be. And it was really good. It kind of got away from the books a little bit, but I enjoyed it. Unfortunately, there was only one season, but whatever. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. 1 year old, reading a book and watching TV. So that's my life this week.
All right. Hey, before we go any further and push on to Robin, can we give a shout out to the chat? It's quite active.
Thank you. Holy moly, it has been. I mean, I was on the other page. So, Fraser's in there, Teflon. Phil was in there, Hardly Dan. Little Lord was in there. I think that's pretty much it so far. I mean, I'd have to scroll
Thank
back.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Love it.
There you go. I don't know if we ever secured the rights to use his words and voice, just saying.
Did you get paired?
It's hard to hear you with that pity dick in your mouth.
All right, Robin, let's talk about you.
Okay, so like me, just a bit of TV. Finished War of the Worlds. Judith watched it with me, which is strange, sort of sci-fi. It gets a bit weird towards the end. Don't like the little boy, little spoiled brat boy. Don't like him. And the thought of him being with the blind girl, just no. And then at the last episode, the beginning, when all the names come up, it says, and with some other name. I went, Judith, watch. Look, there's a with. There's somebody else we haven't seen before is going to appear. And, of course, he appears in the last 20 seconds. You go, what? I'm sorry. What? Okay. Right. So, it just got strange. It was good. And then I think the first, there was only 8 episodes. The first 3 were really, really good, and then it got a wee bit
The psychic
drama.
Connection between the boy and girl and the aliens, it's a bit weird, isn't it? But it's intriguing, though. I found it really, really gritty and down to earth. Aliens down to earth, get it? But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
So anyway, it was good. I enjoyed that. Funny enough, we started a few nights ago watching something that we've missed completely, and you will probably know this really, really well. I've never ever seen any of it, never knew it existed, and there's 7 seasons of it. Ray Donovan.
Nope.
It's good. Ray Donovan.
It's good.
Really good.
Yeah. Is that really
awesome?
No.
I forget his name. Yeah.
Forget his name, but it's HBO, it's Showtime. So the same people that did what's the one that you got killed everybody?
He was it's him with his piano is.
No, the guy that plays Ray Donovan, though, he also played Sabretooth.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Was it Liev Schreiber?
Yeah. He's good at but it's very good. It's gritty. You know, it's good. Good. So he's sort of a fixer, a Hollywood fixer. But anyway, not spend too much time on that. That's good fun. Okay, so I'm coming with you with lots of G's tonight. Over the last while, I get my internet through 4G, blah, blah, blah. And I've taken the liberty and spent the money on making myself an island out here because there's a cable that runs from here 150 feet into the house where the internet comes from, blah, blah, blah. It was a big problem back then. This technology wasn't available. But now I've went and bought another 4G modem, got another 4G contract, and the only thing that's coming out of this now is me. So hopefully we should have lots of bandwidth for up and down. And hopefully I'm coming to you nice and clear. So that's fantastic. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about something that arrived earlier in the week. This is my another adventure into my rum. And this is Admiral's Old J, but this is cherry spiced rum. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Look
and
at
notice
this.
How it's almost
there's
empty
not much
already,
left, Robin.
So it must be good.
Yeah, I think that arrived on Monday or Tuesday. Yes,
exactly.
Didn't last long, did it?
No, it's very, very good. It's almost too sweet, but it's lovely. So yes, I'm going through all the spice rums in the world at the moment and having a great old time. Really, really good.
It's liver.
Okay, so what else? Oh yes. I don't know, Mark, if you do know a bit. Yes. So my adventures into the stock market and dabbling with stocks. So it's been going quite well, and we've turned £1,000 into £3,000, and that's been going great. So over the last couple of weeks, I've been trying the software that we use, Trading212, is fine, and it's for dabbling. But I wanted to take it to the next level to make trades faster. Yeah?
Oh, boy.
So that entails really does – it's getting complicated now. You need a broker, so someone to handle your money, and then you need the software to run that. So I actually have signed up with three brokers over the last week. The first one, done, dusted, signed up with this broker. You have to put ID, you have to go through credit checking and all of those bits and pieces to prove who you are so you're not money laundering. And of course, after I get all that set up, realize that they don't trade in the US markets, which is where I want to go because that's where the volume of share trading is. So I go to the next one and I contact them and say, do you use trade in American markets? Of course we do. Sign them up, and they only trade about 50 American shares. So now the one that yesterday got confirmed with, they're actually in Hawaii is where the broker is, and it's quite a professional piece of software that I'm going to be using, and I just transferred my money into it tonight. So, it's been so complicated. And I'll dabble a bit, but I may just end up going back to the other one because it's there's too many little windows, too many graphs, too many bits and pieces, and it was fun with a bit of a thrill. And this has been a great learning curve. And the guys that have came with me and came along, it's been great fun. Dan also has wanted to get jump in, which I haven't got back to you, Dan. I know about it, and Mr. Miyagi out in Australia as well. And our old friend Jason, the Isle Boy, he jumped into the chat group and then left very quickly because he was frightened that the aliens or the Russians or somebody was going to see his telephone number in the WhatsApp group. Jason. Anyway, I'm having fun with that. It is good. But it's complicated. Okay, two more things. I have to change my phone in October.
Ruh-roh. I see it.
Yeah.
I see that pensive look on his face.
He doesn't want to, but he's going to do it.
I know.
Come and join us, Robin. Yeah. Come and join us. By the way, phone update. Still loving my Android. No regrets at all. In fact, I'm my next phone I've already got planned out. In 2 years, when this contract runs out, I've already planned what I'm getting. I'm getting the latest Galaxy. Samsung Galaxy. Yeah, loving it.
Was not recognized.
Go on, Robin, what are you getting?
Come on, Robin.
Or I might get the Note 20. That looks mint.
Yes, so it'll be the Note. It would be the new Samsung
Note 20. Note 20 Ultra.
If I was Ultra, the big...
With the pen and everything, yeah.
Yeah, so that would be... If I was going to do it, and just I didn't get on well the last one. As you know, I only lasted 6 months with the last really good Samsung one, but put it this way, it's in my head, okay?
Well...
It's in my head.
Is it in your head because of the xCloud stuff, or is it also all the other things bubbling up, Epic Games, fighting with Apple,
yes,
the whole nine yards?
Yeah, so I said before, the gaming thing isn't that important to me. Yes, although it would be nice to buy one of those nice little Razer clip-on things, the Razer Kinwa or whatever the hell it's called. I have a Switch, and I don't play it that often that way. I like the Switch. I'm having more fun on the big screen at the moment. So, yes, it would be a nice folly to be able to play Xbox games when I'm traveling and stuff like that there, but it's not the be-all and end-all. I have other options that are probably better quality. So I suppose the other part of it is Apple have sort of kind of pissed me off a bit at the moment because I don't like the attitude. I like the underdog. I'm an underdog sort of guy. And, their behavior is not impressing me right now.
Okay.
So there you are. The last thing I will say, I've had several people contact me about After Hours. So this is the little chat show type thing that I'm going to try to do.
Yeah. I heard you talk about that, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm need up to have for a that chat as well, some news guys.
For the record, I totally forgot about that, and I thought you were talking about some kind of After Hours television show.
Or Robin's Escort Services.
I want to do it correctly, but I just have to think about the format and all the bits and pieces. And
that was Brian.
And the first sort of one was the first weakest bottle opener. The first one, I want to send it a little cheat sheet. I want to get a bit of information back so we do it properly. But those people that already have signed up, I really do appreciate it. And if you are interested in having a chat with me for an hour, please get in touch at OC. No, not that one. At Bongo the Sane, that'll do. So I've been busy week. It's a bank holiday tomorrow, so I'm off, and we're going to one of these a lake with one of the big inflatables in it. You know, the watery thing, like bouncy castles on a lake with slides a big massive bouncy castle sort of thing. So obstacle course in the water. So there's a rake up going that way. I've got a horrible head cold. I'm crazy. Not balls, but they are. So, yes, stocks, thinking about the unthinkable. I've got more G's. I've been drinking my cherries. Thinking about talking to more people, and I'm going to get wet.
Sounds lovely.
You like really?
That's my life. Open.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned...
I can't work. I can't. Get my agent on the phone. I can't work with these people any longer.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Robin, you mentioned head cold.
Yeah, I just can't get rid of it, man.
Yeah.
We've all had it this week. It's been fucking awful.
Yeah. Well, my son caught a cold. Then, of course, I got a cold. And everybody's like, how do you get a cold? You're in lockdown. Yeah, shut the fuck up. You get a cold. they happen.
Someone working. I mean, I did. I was in the shop getting some milk and bread the other morning, and my mask on in the shop. And I'm going, he's trying not to sneeze in the shop when all the people are around because they'll think I'm the devil or something. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, to their point, you kind of are. So colds still happen. They do.
So, did you guys have a flu job this year, by any chance?
No, they haven't. Right. Well, I think they're giving them out now, but I think everybody's still so panicked about COVID-19.
I've got a bit of a conspiracy theory with flu jobs. I used to have a flu job all the time, every year, and I always used to get flu every year, and I used to have loads of colds every year. This last winter just gone, I didn't have a flu jab, and I have not had one cold for over a year.
There you go. I got one last
not
year.
By the way, cold, which is unusual for me because I pick up everything from the grandkids and that. I've not had one cold. Don't believe it.
I would just like to help out, by the way, our audience for those that speak English and not whatever he just said. Flu jab is also flu shot.
Flu vaccination. Yeah.
Flu vaccination. I like your little shorthand. Flu jab.
Yeah, flu jab. Yeah. Jab. Get in. Yeah.
All right. So we decided we were going to change out all of the doorknobs and hinges in our house. We're going with a nickel finish, getting rid of – we had a bunch of older gold-plated ones. So I'm starting to do it. One, we selected door handles as opposed to doorknobs. We like the look of it. Unfortunately, as I started in on this process, realizing that the contractors that built the house originally, when they did the doorknobs that they put in, decided they really didn't care that much if the screw holes were level or not. So when I put the doorknob, the handle on, and you can't adjust it, it actually is going to be not, it's not level.
Off center.
So. Instantly, we're like, ah, fuck. We got to return all of these now. We got to, we're going to have to go with some kind of different knob. That's fine. Then I'm like, well, I could at least. Fuck off, Robin. We went to the door hinges. And I'm getting into, you know, removing the hinges. And I start noticing that instead of the small, the normal hinge screw is about a quarter of an inch long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to pull out these other hinges, and they've got 3-inch long screws in them. I'm like, okay. So I get one side finished out. I go to start on the other side. Turns out one of the screws, I don't know what they either broke off or glued something into the screw hole, but I literally cannot get a drill bit into it. Or even trying to do, there's a tool for it. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, there's a way you can basically drill out a screw and reverse it back out. I can't even get that drill to go into the screw hole because the stupid whatever stuff they have in it or broke off into it. So I'm having to try and drill out and around the screw on the hinge. It's a nightmare. This whole project is turning into a home repair nightmare. Anyway. So that was – I was doing that right before I got on the podcast today. So it's fresh in my mind, pissing me off. And then the last thing I saw this question posted up on Twitter. And I was like, who would do – so milk, do you pour your cereal first, then your milk? Or are you some kind of backwards heathen and you pour your milk first and then your cereal into the milk bowl?
Well, most human beings who have any sense would put the cereal in first, then the milk. Surely,
right.
I don't know anyone who puts the milk in first. And also, while we're on the subject, people who put milk in tea first, get out. Never show your face here again.
Why?
You can't put milk in first because you can't alter the consistency of the strength of the tea. You got to put your milk in last.
Can you just leave the tea bag in longer?
Well, you can't put a little bit of milk in as long as you know about how much you normally use. That's not a sin, but the milk before cereal just baffles me.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, if you're having a second bowl and there's a bit of left at the bottom of the bowl, I can understand the adding some
milk.
That is different, though.
Yeah. Anybody in the chat, do you actually put your milk in first, then your cereal? We would like to know because, one, we're going to make fun of you for quite a while. Yeah. And then also that tells us what kind of person you are. Maybe we should ban you from the show. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. So that's me. That's my week so far.
Psychopath, are you? These are tough questions, to, you know, we need to know the answers to.
I really didn't think it was it. But then I was like, milk, cereal. Yeah,
no. I know. I'm with you.
No. Uh-uh. Can't. No. Not even willing to consider it as an option. Yeah.
Oh, we've got a winner.
That was fast.
Friend of Dan's mate had orange juice. Yeah.
No, that's just wrong.
That's equally wrong.
I had
yogurt with cereal. There's not wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a dairy product, but it's orange juice, really?
Okay. I mean, I can understand somebody thinking it's cool to kind of combine the two because you're drinking your orange juice and you're having your bowl of cereal. But I still would say that's highly just wrong. Oof. It's milk with cereal, and then you drink your orange juice separate from that. And, yeah, I don't know. Mm. But that's more forgivable than milk first and cereal.
Monsters.
I know. Still. It's crazy. All right.
Where does this go into? I haven't a clue.
This is going to what games we would like to be talking about because we've been playing them. Let's talk about games.
Games. Oh, shit, that's me.
Get it?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
That won't mean.
I know. This is the problem when he actually has time to do other things. God. All right, Kim.
Yes.
Before we dive into what we have been playing, apparently we can find out all of the free games that we have paid for. So let's talk about this.
All righty. Your games with gold for September are, which they will be out in a couple of days. So yeah. We have Tom Clancy's The Division, which will be available the 1st through the 30th. The Book of Unwritten Tales 2, which will be available September 16th through October 15th. I actually have that one in my pile of shame somewhere. Whoops. The Blob 2, available the 1st through the 15th. Then we have Armed and Dangerous, which is one I've never heard of, but apparently it's made by LucasArts. Go figure. Available the September 16th through the 30th. And those, of course, are backwards compatible with the Xbox One. For your PlayStation Plus games for September, we have Street Fighter V and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Get your PUBG fix, because there it is. Your Twitch Prime games for September are Yoku's Island Express, Stealth Inc. 2, A Game of Clones. I got that one and this next one almost mixed up. I thought it was a game of chickens. But anyway, Chicken Assassin Reloaded and Manual Samuel. And then for your Stadia Pro games, we have Super Bomberman R Online, Gunsport, Hitman, Hello Neighbor, Metro Last Light Redo, and Ember. And then we have your Epic Games Store.
Sorry, Kim. I had the wonderful email from Google just a week or so ago. To say thank you for renewing your subscription.
I thought you cancelled it.
No. I talked about it. Talking about it doesn't actually make it happen.
Right, okay.
Exactly. Actually, you have to do things. Yeah.
Right? All right. And then for your Epic Game Store, we have Hitman and Shadowrun Collection, which is available till September 3rd. And then after that, it's Into the Breach, which will be available September through the 10th. Those are your free games for the month.
All right. Excellent. Robin, yes, Google does thank you. You are one of, I think, 30 customers that are still paying for the service.
I'm keeping it going. Appreciate that. I'm the hero.
Yes,
you are. Hero, yes.
So why don't we just continue on with your hero-ness, Robin? Let's talk about what you have been playing.
Oh, okay.
And just
play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right.
For fuck's sake. We're going to go round robin just to help Mark out with pulling up videos. So we're all around robin in his head, yes. So Robin, okay. Give us the first game you want to talk about.
Animal Crossing, again. So last week I was all, oh, this is so cute. It's so lovely. Isn't it really nice? These creatures are fantastic. And it's so lovely. I can build a little house. I can get furniture. I can go for a swim. I can fish. It's really fucking annoying. It really is. It's got to the point now where, yeah, I have my house. I've got a mortgage. I can pay the mortgage. Unfortunately, it is cute and it is lovely and you could probably chill out with it. But there's some really annoying things. Like when you go to the shop, you have to go through a stupid Wii chat, Wii Nintendo chat. You know, do you want to buy something or sell something? And you have to confirm that you want to buy or sell something. And every time you go into the shop, which you have to on a regular basis to sell stuff, to clear your inventory down, to get money, or nuke awards, there's so many different types of money. You have to go through all of this slow inventory nonsense. And yeah, I can see where people are get really creative and stuff, but you know, yeah, thanks Aunt Joshua for buying it. He loved it. He played it to death, did all the stuff that he did. I suppose the end game is paying your mortgage off. I don't know. Yeah. You know what? If you're a cutie boy or a cutie gootie girl, just to leave it all even, this is lovely for you, for the kids. But I think I'm done now. I think I'm done. Like so, but it's lovely. It's nice. But yeah, it's. I mean, I can't imagine there's a big story arc with it. And I don't really get a big thrill about changing clothes and changing glasses and stuff like that. There, it's not. Yeah, well, you know. It's lovely, but yeah, I think I've had my fill.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah. Do we want to move to somebody else, or
slide on down. We'll keep it going here with Maneater, Mark.
Yeah. So this is one you've talked about before, Greg, and I've mentioned it as well. Well, I've also now finished it 100%, all the achievements. Really, really enjoyed this all the way through. Yeah. Well, it's quite doable in this. You don't have to really grind it that much to get all the 1,000 G.
Right.
But yeah, really, really good. When I finished the game, there was just two achievements I didn't have, which I had to just like play a little bit more longer for, and that was for the unlocking all the evolutions. But it was right. Easily done. I wasn't far off. But yeah, really enjoyable. Some of the areas you open up in the latter part of the game have some a lot bigger. Sea creatures what can take you down even though you are like adult and elder grown and eventually become a mega shark, but there are still things bigger than you, and one of them's a sperm whale,
right?
And it is huge. Level 45 sperm whale, your max level is 30.
Correct.
But yeah, like using Greg's tactic of the jousting technique, the running, hit, and run away, running, hit. It works quite well. And Dan mentioned it in the chat last time I talked about this. I did have the electrified attachments, well, not the body parts, but I went ended up going with the bone sort of like evolution. Oh God, Kim.
Right.
Come on, Kim, pull yourself together, woman.
A good bone evolution.
Pull yourself together.
Another ready to electrify attachments. Yeah, so
I had the bone fins, bone body, bone head, and everything. Bone head.
You are a bone head.
Yeah. which gave you a lot more damage to the boats in particular.
Yeah.
And it increased your bite damage and everything. So yeah, I ended up going with the bone. So yeah,
By the way, that picture behind Robin is accurate. Yeah. That is Maneater to a T right there.
Yeah. Really
does. Yeah, so how does this rank up for you on the year? I've been thinking about it and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it makes my top 5.
Well, the number of games I've played this year, it is definitely in my top 5, because I've not played that many games this year, unfortunately, because I've been hooked on one particular thing, which I'll talk about next time it's my turn.
Right. We'll skip past you at that point.
I really enjoyed this.
All right. Awesome, Maneater, and yes, 1,000 gamer score, platinum trophy. It is definitely doable in this game.
Yeah,
it does get a bit grindy to get to it, but like you said, Mark, it's not over the top. You're not going to have to put in thousands of hours to do it. So, go for it.
I think altogether, I had about 60 hours in it when I looked.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like it. It's 60 hours of enjoyment and fun and grinning all the time. Taking down these humans and the stuff they come out with, and the narrator's really funny. So yeah, well worth a play.
There you go. Kim, Banner Saga 3. What is the saga?
It's the game, I think. Or it's that one guy that I really want to kill but can't. I think I'm getting close to the end game. I played a little more this morning, and we're up to like chapter. I don't know, what am I, 20? Chapter 22, I think, or something. So I think we're getting close to the end of it all. And, I mean, it's good, and I like it. Like I said, there's just one fucking jackass, and, there's always one in the bunch that you just, I want to kill him so bad. It's not even funny, because he mucks up everything.
This podcast is living proof of that statement,
right?
By the way.
Right? And, he's just, there's that one guy. But, it's good. Like I said, it's I'm kind of ready though for it to be in over. You know, I'm kind of a little bit ready. But yeah, it's still good. That's not to say it's bad. It's just, you know, how you play something for a while and you kind of want to go on to something else, but you don't want to quit with this because, you know, if you do, and especially me, I will probably not go back to it. So
yeah,
Vanish Tiger 3. It's really good. Like I said, there's like the one asshole that I really wish I don't know. There was a few episodes back where I think I could have killed him and it would have, you know, cost me a little bit in like followers and whatnot. But I'm really thinking now I should have fucking did it. But, you know, you live and learn.
I tried the first one. The first one came on Games of Gold quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get on with this at all.
It's not for everybody.
Are all three linked together story-wise or are they all separate stories?
Yeah, it's one big story. So
one big happy family.
Something like that. But I, like I said, I think Tank Top would probably be, this is more his thing, because it is
more
kind of
tactical
slow
strategy,
you know.
So it's like a tile-based one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, which it took me a little bit to get used to, but I think if the story is so good, that's what kept me going, because otherwise, if it was just this turn-based thing and the story sucked, then I probably would have been like, okay, this is over. But yeah, it's really good, and it's kept me, you know, going this far. I'm into the third one now, so.
Okay.
I like the horn.
Who doesn't like the horn?
Yeah, I've heard about you, Robin.
Mm. all right. I guess that would be me then. I don't think I've talked about Flight Simulator on the show.
Not yet.
So I dabbled in Flight Simulator. Got it installed. Actually took flight. It was it's a big, long installation process. Yep. And I did run into the one bug that you had to launch it as an admin, as opposed to trying to just launch it as your user. Once I got that ironed out, though, it pulled up. There are a ton of options in the game, and I think for a lot of people, they're going to look at this, they're not going to feel it's very much a game. It is a true simulator. So at the end of the day, you have to be coming into it expecting it to not necessarily be a, you know, arcade-like experience. Although you can dumb it down pretty much to where it gets to be an arcade-like simulator. You know, it's like flying a real plane, the bottom line. You know, the first thing I did, I took off. I laid a course from basically an airport north of me. And then I flew into the Sacramento area, so I made sure my flight path was going to go directly over where I live. And I was absolutely able to find my house in the area. Yeah. Granted, it wasn't a one-to-one photorealistic image of my house. I will say that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of those things that, you know, you definitely will see. They have some standard assets they use for when they don't have the photorealistic assets for things. But overall, it was fun to just be in that area, flying over, seeing, you know, the freeway that I drive down every day, all the different shopping centers were all laid out properly.
Charlie sent me a text or a tweet, no text, a text, a WhatsApp message the other day. He has been playing this. His opinion has changed. He's starting to enjoy it now, but he sent me some photographs of him flying over here.
Okay.
So it's over our house. And it's funny, it got the house in the right place. It looks like a bit more as if we're in the wilderness a little bit more.
Right.
But it thought that our house was three houses. The way it's like, you can see it's like three little blocks.
Right.
But it's very good. But it's nice. I know it's not exactly our house, but it is, the lane is there, the house is there in the right position and countryside. So yeah, I actually started to download it here on the PC yesterday, which is why it'll roll into my next game as well, because I want to have a go. I didn't have enough space on my hard drive.
I tried this, but my old graphics card wouldn't run it. It run like really, really crap. I was getting like 5 to 10 frames a second. I've had a quick go on it since I put my new graphics card in, and it does run it. My CPU is quite old now, so it's not brilliant. But it does run, so I've had a quick go. I couldn't get my joystick working, though. Have you got your HOTAS working, Greg? Your Thrustmaster?
Yes, sir, I did. just make sure if you have it set for PC. That's the first thing I'll say.
Right, okay.
But, yeah, no, you have to go into the options, make sure it's enabled. There's a lot of graphic settings that you can turn off and turn on. Also, data streaming settings you can turn on and off. And that's going to also all play a part in how this game will run. I ran everything for the most part on medium settings. I wasn't trying to go ultra high or anything like that. For the most part, when it first loaded up, especially in the tutorial little mission sections, they kind of walk you through how to fly a plane. Some of those would absolutely at first load up very much stuttering. And then once they get done loading all the different assets they need to load up, it would smooth out.
Right.
So that may be also something you encounter. But if you lower some of the settings, tweak it, I think you'll be able to find that you can make it run pretty smooth. And even in the lower settings, it still looks great.
Yeah.
So,
if you want to get a HOTAS right now, you haven't a hope in hell.
Why?
Yeah, they're probably all sold out.
Because of this game?
I bet.
Because of this
game.
Yeah. They're expecting to earn millions and millions. In fact, the peripherals market for this game now is estimated it's going to bring about $2 billion into the gaming industry over the next couple of years, just for peripherals for this game. So I was out here and I thought, well, yes, now that I have this super duper fast connection, I'll download it onto the PC and away I go. And it said, oh, your SSD is out of space and you have to move stuff around. So that didn't happen. But it put me in the mood to play this.
Oh, yeah. I love that game. Yeah, I've not played on it for ages, but I love Elite. And Elite will run on a lot of machines. It's very, very well optimized. It'll run on old PC, really.
On the Xbox.
Yeah.
Well, no, I fired it up on the Xbox One.
Okay.
And my Scorpio. And it's been a long time since I played it. And I never really got into it, this version. As a child, I played so much of it. It's like 12, 13, 14 years old. I played so much of this on the, originally the Commodore 64 and then onto the Amiga. And I just loved it. Anyway, so I went back to the first training mission, and it looks, maybe it's the Scorpio, maybe it's the Xbox One X, I don't know, this monitor, but it just looks much better than before, that first training missions. Did the training missions before have the voiceover? I can't remember if it had the voiceover, the guy talking to you. I thought it was
I think
the tutorials were never good anyway.
Yeah, they have definitely made improvements.
It's good now. It's good now. So, so then I went, oh, I really would like a HOTAS. So I went onto Amazon and Gumtree and Facebook and everywhere to try and get a HOTAS. And you can't get a HOTAS anywhere. So then I looked at 3D printers and thought, no, Robin, you're stretching here.
I don't think it would look like the good news for you, Robin, is that, obviously Elite with a controller still does play very well. A flight simulator also, you can play with a gamepad. The one thing I will caution you when you do play it with a gamepad, subtle movements, because the gamepad joysticks are not, when you move them drastically, the plane reacts drastically. So you just have to really just subtly edge it up, down, that kind of thing to raise or lower.
Maybe it's time to put the longer sticks on the Xbox Elite controller.
Yeah, that'll probably help.
That would be the time for that.
Yeah, and the Elite controller also will be good for Elite Dangerous.
So that's how I ended up. And I mean, I only played that first couple of training missions, the first weapons, the hard points. It is a very, even though the instructions are a lot clearer than they were, it's still a big, big learning curve about, what this does on the left and the right, and you're asked for landing permission and super fast speed and super duper fit. But I know it's just familiarity, and after an hour or two, you'd probably be a lot better. So I'll maybe go back. Time is always my issue. That's the problem.
Fun little side note, coming back to Flight Simulator, on that initial training mission for the Arizona flight, they walk you through kind of how to use the stick to look left and right, and kind of just how you get around the cockpit, if you will, and then controlling the plane on a basic level. But I ended up landing my plane at the airport, and I got yelled at by the instructor. Wasn't supposed to do that, apparently. Let's continue on. Mark, we don't need to talk about this, do we?
Yeah. I haven't talked about it for ages, have I? Let me get my video. Where is it? Oh, shit.
Maybe we're better off not? No?
Oh, no.
Maybe?
I don't know what I've done.
You're going to talk about GTA RP. Come on.
No, I've not got a video. I must have deleted it. Yeah, so I'm still playing this. Still playing a lot of this.
Can I ask, what is your job now?
Right, okay, so I am still the Horizon mechanic for aircrafts and boats, but did I mention that we had an economy reset? We called it
a Wall Street crash. You did mention that last time.
So since that, obviously people are building up the money again, so we haven't really sold any aircraft, so I've not had to do that job. But my main job has been paramedic. I've been promoted in the service, so I'm now a critical care paramedic. So I've got a rapid response car now, as well as the ambulance. And I am also now HEMS approved, so I can fly the HeliMed helicopter. I've had aircraft training and extra medical training. So people who have incidents in the mountain area, Chilliad and that, I can jump in the helicopter and fly up and fly them in, yeah, HeliMed style. Really, really good.
So do people just purposely go up into the mountains and fall off cliffs just so you can see them?
They don't purposely fall off cliffs because in the RP servers, when you die, you get a timer and you can request help. So the medics will come and save you. But if you respawn or you fully die, when your character respawns, all your inventory is lost. So you could have a lot of stuff
when
on you.
When you fully die.
Yeah, but you don't fully die unless you want your character fully die. So you can't
be a little bit pregnant, Mark.
Yeah, so what happens is in the RP world is you say you can't remember what happened, you were in a coma, and you have no memory of what happened before the accident. We have had people who wanted to kill their characters off, so they do die and they stay dead and they have a proper funeral and everything. So yeah, it's really good. I'm still playing it religiously, still loving it. Because now I'm a CCP, critical care paramedic. I am training staff up now. We've got quite a few medical recruits, so I'm taking them on ride-alongs and I'm training them, and it's insane. Definitely Second Life. I'm hooked on it still. Been playing this religiously now for, what, 3-4 months? I think I started back end of April, May. Yeah. So, yeah, I still play it at least 3-4 times a week, weekends as well. I'm averaging 20 hours a week on it.
Consuming your life, man.
But that's had a massive impact on my console gaming. Apart from Maneater, I've not played another console game since I was last on the podcast, so I've not touched The Last of Us Part 1 or 2. I've not touched anything. I've just been playing this. I'm hooked. I'm absolutely hooked. Yeah. But loving it, yeah. Right. I'm meeting loads of new people.
I think
people.
We need to have an intervention.
Yeah.
I know.
Meeting loads of cool people.
That's the place where you meet cool people.
Yeah. But no, it is. You meet some really funny characters and that. You know, like when you're in an Xbox Live party and you're chatting away.
You say the same thing about Tinder.
But yeah, I love it. Yeah, and if anyone wants to have a dabble on it, the server I am in is called Little Los Santos. LLS.gg is a Discord. Just take a look. Download a 5M modification for GTA 5 and fall in the rabbit hole, because it is really, really good. It is, honestly. John Mouse will back me up.
Strange little man.
Yes, you have my belief. We believe. Speaking of falling down the rabbit hole, Kim, Minecraft Dungeons continues to be a thing?
Because Tony likes it, so... You know, and there are still some of those secret tunnels or whatever the hell they are, locations, whatever it is, that we still haven't found yet. So that's what we're doing. He hasn't even finished, Hightower Halls or whatever the hell it is, or the big bad.
Oh,
so.
What'd you get on his ass?
I know, right? A little slacker, but, you know.
How old is he again?
7.
Okay. Yell at him thoroughly. It's about time.
I will do that. I will get right on that. So, yeah. I mean, we wanted to...
Yeah. So, I mean, if he was 6, I was going to say take it easy on him. But he's 7 years old now. That's almost manhood. Right there.
You should know better. We were going to play Torchlight 2 the other day, but then we realized it doesn't have couch co-op. So unless we get another Xbox, then that's not going to happen. So really, it's pretty much the only like two-player, you know, co-op thing we can do right now that seems interesting. So that's what we play. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for that. I mean, we've ratcheted up the difficulty a little bit because now I've got his little butt up to level 26 now, I think. So we've ratcheted the difficulty up a little bit. So that helps a little, but he still steals my arrows and everything else. A little shit. What are you going
to
do?
Honestly, at that point, why don't you just put him in timeout?
Right?
Send him to the corner. Just steal my arrows.
Yeah, go sit in the corner. You just see him. Right. This lad goes over into the corner, and he's sitting in the corner, and he's going, Kim, give me my fucking phone call. He's a handful. Yeah.
Well, but.
So, all right. Yeah. Awesome. Let's move it forward. Mark, I'm going to talk about Wasteland 3.
All right.
So this was a game I have actually been really looking forward to for quite some time.
You've been talking about this for a long time. Yeah. I didn't even know it was out. Is it out now?
Yeah, it came out on Friday. Yeah.
Right. Is it a game?
Yes, it is a game. Actually, I think it came out on Thursday, if I'm really being honest. But either way, it's out. This is from the same developer, InXile, that did Pillars of Eternity, I believe. Mm-hmm. They've done other Wasteland games. It basically is apocalyptic, kind of post-World War III. I don't really remember what caused the whole Wasteland situation, but you know, you're part of a ranger unit. You create your own characters. You get a squad. You're going out, and in this game, you're being sent to Colorado. I'm not going to say much more about the story. I'll let it just kind of sit there. But you have a job to do, so to speak. So you go out. It is permadeath. So when your characters die, just like in XCOM, they are dead for good. Combat also very similar to XCOM. So it uses cover. You have the shield, full shield, half shield to show if you're in good cover or just you know, okay cover. And it is really challenging combat. It is not easy. So that's one of the things that I thought it would kind of warm up a little bit and be a little bit easier. But for whatever reason, and maybe I just was trying to approach it a little bit too gung-ho. Yeah, you have to use your tactics, flanking tactics, things like that. Health. You can't just revive or, you know, use health potions for not health potions, but health kits, packs. You can't use them during the game in a fight. You have to wait after the fight. It's a little odd.
Yeah. Just right quickly, are you playing this on PC or is it Xbox as well?
I'm playing this on Xbox.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Cause I know,
it is
like,
on both.
I know like Gears Tactics is PC only at the moment, isn't it? I wasn't sure if it was just on PC.
No, so it released out for both.
Is it PC on Xbox, is it?
It is. It is on both PC and Xbox.
I know
Xbox.
It's Game Pass, isn't it? It's on Game Pass. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's kind of got me hooked. Enjoying the story.
Like this game?
Pete would absolutely hate this game.
He wouldn't like Banner Saga, so
yeah.
Strategy,
yeah.
Reading, not doing any of that.
Yeah, it is fully voice acted, so there is that. So you're not having to, you know, whenever you're talking to people, they, you know, you're not just reading everything on screen. There's a lot of RPG dialogue stuff going on, so they react to certain things you say. Your choices will have consequences. You know, one of the choices I had to make was in whether or not I arrested a group or if I let them be killed, vigilante style. And there was a very good reason why I could have allowed them to be killed. I chose to go the path of arresting them and bringing them back. And at first, it seemed like it didn't matter. But once we got back to delivering them and handing them over to the sheriffs, it played out about my decision and how it impacted one of the characters in my team. And so I had to kind of make the justification as to why I made that decision to them. And it was pretty clear, depending upon my response, whether or not they would stay in my group or not. So I like those little touches. I like those little touches. So.
I mean, does that give you stress, Greg? Or, I mean, is that you're deciding who lives and who dies?
There's a lot of that. Well, not so much stress, but obviously you kind of get the sense that it's going to impact possibly your party and how they get along. I would also say I would like their menu system to be a little bit better. And my two complaints really, there's a lot of like you have unlimited stuff you can carry. So you never have to deal with you're overweight, you know, carrying too much. It's a shared inventory as well. That was something I didn't realize at first. So as I'm gathering all of these things, I keep thinking, oh, well, I'm putting everything in this one person. Nobody else is going to be able to use it. It's actually a shared inventory across your squad. So anybody in your squad can use the stuff in the inventory, which makes it easier to manage on one hand. But then it's just this giant screen and you can click through and filter. But ultimately, it's still that messy inventory screen. The other complaint I would have with the game is sometimes the camera gets in the way a little bit. It's a fully controlled camera.
God damn it. Yeah, keeps on like, banging on my head. And yeah.
Asshole. But the camera will like swing in behind scenery.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can't, you just have to adjust the camera. It's fine. But
hold on, love. Do we move the tripod?
Yes, move the tripod.
Cameraman, run over there. I want a different angle.
Yeah. Damn it. One thing I will say, I know Hardly Dan had an issue installing the game. I'm pretty sure he was installing it off PC. I obviously did not have any of those issues, so I'm not quite sure what happened, but I know he had some frustration. He was trying to get it to load and install, and it kept, I think, timing out on him and saying there was an error with the install, and then he had to try to reinstall it. So that likely is very much a PC thing. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry, Greg. I'm so glad this is your niche, or your niche, as you call it. But I have zero interest. Uh oh.
They're coming for Kim.
Fire department.
Yeah. It is my niche. Yes.
Niche.
Niche.
Dear Lord.
All right. Well, let's talk about something else that came out this past week. Robin Battletoads. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played a little of this as well.
Yeah. I don't like left to right beat 'em ups, okay? All those buttons, X, X, B, B, all those things to remember. I'm a button masher sort of guy. So I put it on. There's three levels of difficulty. I think there's a frog or something or toad, and there's newt, which is really for stupid people. I picked the newt one, I died a bit. So I went through the fighting. The humor bit is a bit weird. It's tongue-in-cheek that doesn't really work that well. Maybe it gets better as it goes along. Graphically, it's like playing a cartoon. But again, it's, like Chris MJW will love this because he loves his left and right beat-em-ups, that sort of thing, and all those, you know, X, 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 Y, 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 press this, press that, hold your nose, and then you'll do this fantastic move. I know. So you get through those first couple of levels, and then you do this sort of motorbike thing.
Right. The hover bikes.
So the way it goes, there's three characters in it. Frog type things. I keep on thinking of Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Okay. Same sort of idea.
That's a fair.
Well, I thought they were toads, not frogs.
Oh, Lord.
Right. Tortoise. Have you ever seen a tortoise? No. The turtle? It's like a turtle. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's very much so, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's the same sort of idea. It's three-player couch co-op only. It's not online, so, you know, Mark, you couldn't be a toad in your house. Greg, you couldn't be a toad in a hole, and I couldn't be a toad here either. So you have to do it all around the couch. And it would be lovely to have you all, but I don't think you're going to fly in here to play with some sort of slimy frog with me. So, it's a beat-em-up with sort of humor. If you die, you've got three lives. You can, in between each save point, you can flick between each of the characters, and they have slightly different skills when they're fighting. And then it goes on to a motorbike level, which is completely different. So you're sort of riding this motorbike, which reminds me of Arrow, Remember Aero, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Except it doesn't have good music, and it isn't quite as good. So you're riding this flying motorbike thing through these obstacles, and jumping goes on for three levels worth.
How long does the jumping go on for?
Yeah, three levels worth.
Three levels worth of jumping?
Too long. Yeah, too long. Too long.
A lot of jumping.
That is a lot of
jumping. And then you have some, and then there was some sort of, yeah, they realized they were hidden in a sewer pipe for 26 years, so they're now in the real world and do menial jobs. And
So this is the part that was lost on Rob. That's actually, there's some good little tongue in cheek kind of bit moments.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
It is very much a meh game for me.
Yeah. It's okay. It's of its time. I know Dan's in the chat. Maybe he'll tell us, you know, because I know there's some sort of platforming and stuff, like old school platforming later on. He has finished it. So maybe, Dan, you can chat me how you ended up with it. But, yeah, maybe it was best left alone, you know?
I've not played this of the original, but I've heard a lot of people say this new version, they seem to have rushed it at the end. And it seems to like end quite quickly and abruptly. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the original Battletoads didn't end in a big way either, you know. But you know, it looks pretty. It's a card. You're playing a cartoon. I mean, if I had seen this when I was 12 or 14 years old and said that's a video game, you would have been blown away. But Streets of Rage, that sort of thing with cartoons with a Roger Rabbit sort of things. Lots of colors and moving and beating things up. Yeah, yeah.
That's the back of the box quote. Lots of colors and moving things and beat 'em ups.
Yeah, like it's 15, 20 quid game. You know, I wouldn't want to pay any more than that. I know it's with Game Pass. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I didn't have to pay 15 or 20 quid for it because I would have been disappointed.
Yeah, so. For me, 20 quid feels a bit high. Yeah, I would say this is more that 10 to 15 range.
But okay, well,
it is what it is.
Battletoads. It would have been more fun. I mean, I'm sure it would have been great crack if we had been three of us playing it. I'm sure that way it would have been fun. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen because there's no online co-op.
And I'm kind of surprised they didn't put online co-op in it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was probably down to they had limited resources, and developing out the netcode to make it run right probably would have required a lot more resources. Because it is a game that does require quick, fast response, being that it is a beat 'em up. Mm-hmm.
It was okay enough. If it wasn't for Game Pass, he wouldn't have touched it.
Yeah, yeah, right there with you.
Mm.
We're going to talk about something else, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Carrion.
Yeah. Of course, there's the weekly achievements in like the Game Pass app, and there was one this week about playing 10 different Game Pass games. Well, I'd kind of seen this one before and kind of knew what it was like. It's kind of like Maneater. You're playing the monster and you're eating the scientists, you know, sort of thing. So that, well, it's there. It didn't take very long to download. I'm like, I'll try it. And you start as this like red blob alien looking thing. You guys have seen it before, and it's pretty good. I don't know. I didn't play very much of it at the time because Tony was bugging me about Minecraft Dungeons, but I liked what I played, and I'll actually go back to it. It's kind of like you said, it's kind of like the Maneater thing. You go through, you eat the scientists, and it's kind of neat being the bad guy and eating the scientists and crawling around. I think it's a space lab or something. So yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's a very long game. I assume. I don't know. I haven't finished it yet, but I think Phil did maybe. So. It's kind of like I don't want to say 8-bit, but it's kind of like an older looking kind of game. So it's neat if you're looking, like I said, if you're looking for something a little quick that you just want to dive into and well, like Mark with Maneater and just have some fun with it. It's kind of fun to chase the little scientist down and reach your little tentacles out and grab one and bite off its head and go and explore another section of the lab and eat some more people and unlock little achievements as you go along. So, yeah, Carrion. I mean,
yeah, you are the monster.
And it's on Game Pass. So, hey, it's free if you've got Game Pass, that is. So,
it's free if you paid for it.
Exactly.
all right. And last but not least, Kim, we're staying with you. Mm-hmm. The only last game to talk about, you dabbled a little bit in Bard's Tale.
Oh, my God.
This was a positive experience, I take it.
It's something. Like I said, there was the achievement for 10 games. So I went ahead and that's on there. And everybody, you know, everybody I've ever seen that's played this have raved about it. It's hilarious, blah, 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 blah. So that, okay, it's kind of an RPG kind of thing. I'll try it out. You know, it was the, re-snarkled and remastered edition or whatever it is on there now. God, I played maybe 15 minutes of it before finally I got tired of the dude and had to shut it off. That's how bad it was. And I mean, I get it. I get that it's funny, and I don't know. I can't remember now what year it came out on and all that. And I'm dirty-minded and whatever you want to call it. And I get it. But about 5 minutes in and the dude is staring at the serving wench's breasts and was like, that's all you see because that's right where the camera is going. And it's like, okay, I get it. She's got big boobs, you know, move along. And that's just kind of the way it was. And I'm like, all right, enough of that. And I'm no prude by any fucking stretch, but you know, 5 minutes at staring at some chick's chest and it's like, okay, you know, that's enough. I don't know what the other ones are like. Cause I know there's a newer one that's come out in the last.
Yeah.
So it might be a little better. I don't know. I haven't tried it. I might give it a go again, but yeah.
What was it called again?
Bard's Tale.
When I searched for the
remastered edition.
Yeah, when I searched for the video for this, some of them like 5 years old of it. Some of the videos.
Right.
It's been out a while on PC. I think this one I've got on now is not the remastered. It's the
original. I'll throw this out there. I think this is. I want to say it was a Sierra game back in the day, but.
I think it was made by In Exile too. I think if I remember seeing that splash up there too.
So. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Either way, these are those games that they have a lot of nostalgia to them, and as you said, maybe best left for those nostalgic thoughts as opposed to bringing it back. Oh well. Some games are not all winners, people. We know
exactly.
This.
I mean, you know.
And Kim is doing us all a favor and taking the hits.
There's probably somebody out there that will love it. But for me, and if they hadn't like just stayed on her boobs for like 5 minutes and not progressed to anything else, I probably would have been fine with it. Because, you know, Fable had all that little cheeky stuff in it, too, and it was fine. But, you know, like I said, it just,
You wanted the crotch shot instead.
Right. You know, that's it. Yep. Okay. You caught me. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's the main thing that would probably bring me in. Did Kim is so
the crush shot?
Man, over the boot.
Well, like I said, for some people, it's probably going to be great, but for me, I just did.
All right. Yeah. I looked at those games and I quickly just went past. Didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
All right, well, let us move into some news, unless anybody else has something they want to talk about game-wise.
Scary thing is, I'm thinking maybe I've matured as a gamer, which is freakish, but all right.
Ridiculous.
That's the only thing
No, you haven't, because as soon as we mentioned Thrustmaster, you exactly. Over laughing at it.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. You and
all right, Mark, I need a news jingle.
Here is the fucking news.
Also, I cannot just say, when you say HOTAS, HOTAS.
Well, it's abbreviated, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, Kim, it's HOTAS. HOTAS. All right, let's see here. Really not a whole lot happening news-wise, except for Gamescom. That was the big thing. Mm-hmm. One thing that did happen, probably should talk about, because I think there's some bigger implications behind this, is that... Joseph Staten, who used to be with Bungie and I think for a while with 343 with Halo, had left. He is now back with 343 and working to help get the game out, if you will. So he's come back in as a project lead. He most recently was working on Don't Nod, Tell Me Why. Which apparently that game is out now, which yep. I did not realize. The first episode's out, apparently. Mm-hmm. This actually kind of put even a bigger red flag up for me for Halo. I actually was, you know, I knew the visuals weren't great on Halo, Halo Infinite and its reveal. And a lot of people are like, it needs to be better. But they're bringing him in as project lead and he's more known not so much for the graphic side of things, but more for story and for campaign. And that makes me wonder, is there further problems? You know, why bring him in at this late stage? It seems like, you know, if the game was just a couple months away, most of these things would have been ironed out. So,
yeah, but you're making this. You're making an assumption here that
of course
it's
I am.
Absolutely crap and blah blah blah. But maybe he's just he was free and they wanted him back in again. That's good that, PR.
That could be. Mm-hmm. I'm I'm trying to do my best. Out of a molehill for you. Either way, though, I think it is good for 343 that he's back.
Yes,
he lives, eats, and breathes Halo for sure. All right, the big news: Gamescom, the video. So the Gamescom conference happened. Started up, I think it was Thursday. Was the first opening night?
I've been tipping tonight.
Yeah, Jeff Keighley secured rights to do opening night at Gamescom, and so they had a big video showcase because of course Gamescom's not happening in person. So I have a list of all of the different games, and there may be one or two that have been missed, but this is pretty much everything that got announced at the show.
Good.
We'll walk through it. If anything jumps out at you, by all means, let's talk about it. I think there's a couple in here that are very odd, to be honest. First up, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. We all knew it was going to be coming. Ronald Reagan is in it. I'm shocked it took them this long to announce this game, because in the past we've usually gotten Call of Duty games announced back in May, late May, early June.
I know, but zombies.
No, zombies.
This year's weird year.
It is weird. That is for sure. Probably the biggest thing that people were most looking forward to, quote unquote, was the Ratchet and Clank gameplay demo. They showed off the gameplay running. It was hyped up. Let's just put it this way. They were hyping up the gameplay being shown. It honestly was nothing different from my take on what we saw already of gameplay. It looks great. It runs smooth. It looks like a really well-polished Ratchet and Clank game. I don't think there's anybody out there that's not thinking this game won't be a success. There's a game called Unknown 9 Awakening. It was announced for PlayStation 5, Series X, and PC. Doom Eternal's first story DLC is coming out called The Ancient Gods Part 1. So if you're a big Doom Eternal fan, you've got something to look forward to. BioWare, EA. Okay, there's two sides to this. One, BioWare officially talking Dragon Age in more than just a logo was exciting. They did kind of a behind-the-scenes video talking to the developers, talking about how they're working on the game, and I showed a snippet of stuff from the game. But this has become a weird thing EA has been doing a lot of, where they don't have much to show, so instead we get these video documentaries talking to the developers. I honestly could care less.
But it was at least nice to see that they're working on it, you know, because I know it's going to be several years, you know, it's going to be at least 2-3 years probably down the pipeline. So
I hope not,
because I really want another Dragon Age.
I feel like they've been working on this game for a long time. Surgeon Simulator 2 came out.
That was really weird, because Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future.
Yeah, they did this weird like video with Christopher Lloyd in a Back to the Future, like he was coming back out of time to announce this game. There's literally no tie-in to Back to the Future at all within Surgeon Simulator 2. I was waiting for that to happen. I kept expecting it would happen. No, never happened.
This has surprised me, because I've just looked it up. I thought he was much older than he actually is.
He looks really old.
I know. Yeah, he is old. He's 81. But he looks much old, and he has looked much older for quite a long time.
Right.
I thought he was in his 90s, even watching that now. But he's 81, which is, you know. But fair play to him for still working.
Good on him. He got a gig to announce.
His grandkids must have had a wedding or something that needed paid for, and this is why he's done this. But, you know, how much did it pay? How much did they have to charge? You know, was it $5,000 or something to get him to do that? Or, you know, what was it?
Hard to say.
You're going to come out of retirement to do this thing for a game? What?
Yeah, it was a weird time.
Anyway,
And it's not even a tie-in. I think it was trying to be their fun way of announcing that the game was out now. He's not even as far as I know, in the game. So
I'm sorry, but he was Doc. He was the character of Doc from Back to the Future, and he was wearing the coat, and he was going back into the car and talking about Back to the Future in this game. Or not know that he was going into the future, or he came back from the future. So it was obviously referencing that movie. So as far as even copyright is concerned and that character, you'd think they're right on the edge there.
Yeah,
really,
they are.
You know?
Very much so. Speaking of games, I don't get the tie-in. So they announced a new Bridge Constructor game. Bridge Constructor The Walking Dead.
I can understand the Portal version, but I can't understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine little zombies like lemmings coming right? towards you? Not like
lemmons.
Be wrong.
But isn't the whole
imagine little zombie lemons?
But so okay. And fair point, Robin. I can totally see the idea of you have zombies coming from one side of the screen and trying to get across. But in my head, that's Bridge Deconstructor, because you would, in theory, be trying to stop them from getting across. But this is absolutely still about building bridges. So maybe you're on the side of the zombies? I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe you have to build a bridge to help the survivors get across and then deconstruct it before the zombies get across. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Anyway, it's weird.
Don't know. Don't care.
Send more brands.
Yes. Sam and Max.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So what would be a good bridge constructor subject matter then? I mean, we've had Portal, which was kind of fun.
Right.
Now they're doing zombies. Can you think of another one?
I mean, no, we should have just left it at bridge construction and just moved on.
Yeah. I do agree. I think Portal was the perfect tie-in, if you will, but beyond that...
Well, Portal's a bit of a cop-out, really, because you just put one portal on one side of a ravine and one on the other side, and you don't need a bridge. But, Bridge Constructor, it were a bit of a fun puzzle game, but to do a tie-in, I think it's pointless.
Yeah. I don't if you want to know what would be another good Bridge Constructor game, it's Bridge Constructor 3. all right, Sam and Max VR. We saw a couple different VR games get announced during this show. So I'm excited for Sam and Max because I always find them to be a fairly humorous game. Yep. I'm very much not interested in VR, so that kind of kills this for me. But I think there will be plenty of people that'll be happy about this. Mm-hmm. Warcraft, they had a number of different games, and I only pulled two. I think they actually had a few more that were announced. But Warcraft Shadowlands is coming out October 20th. Then Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Stormgrounds. Can we shorten the name of these games a little bit, please? That launches on the in 2021 for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, and Switch. No mention of next gen, interestingly.
Wow.
Crash Bandicoot. You're not going to get me, Robin. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm shortening the names.
Yeah, that last one had a double colon.
Yeah, but it's that's coming October 2nd. They showed more gameplay again. These are games that they're nostalgic to me and they are best left in the past. I don't really have a thing for Crash Bandicoot anymore. But is anybody here excited for the fourth installment?
No. Again, it's a bit like Ratchet and Clank. It's hard to define. I played the last one. It was really, really good, but it's harder to define one from another.
Yeah. I mean, I think if this looked as good as Ratchet and Clank, I might have more interest. I didn't find this looked terribly great on top of it all.
Ratchet and Clank is just the ultimate sort of gay game. You know, you're just going around collecting nuts. And that's what you do.
But, Outriders.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Outriders is launching September 8th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC. This game actually has me pretty interested. This is being produced by Square Enix. It's also, I think, developed by People Can Fly. I think that's who is making it. But it's a sci-fi cover-based shooter. It's got loot, the whole nine yards. It looks pretty good. I'm really cautiously optimistic for this game. It's not been on a lot of people's radar up until very recently because it just hasn't been out in the public eye. But it
will be soon.
It will be indeed. Little Nightmares 2 was announced. I think
yes, I'll have more of that, please.
I enjoyed the first game. Yeah, first game was quite fun. Yeah.
It looks really good. Then this other game, Lemnisgate. I never even heard of it. It's a first-person shooter strategy game set on a 25-second loop. Yeah, whatever that turns out to be, but that's
sounds
not
aggravating.
It sounds short. 2021 for that one. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC. Lego Star Wars: The Skywalker Saga. For some reason, I thought this was already out, but apparently, it was pushed into next year. That's going to come for basically everything under the sun. It's Legos. It looks great. Everybody loves the Legos games. They will milk this for all their money in the world.
Speaking of Star Wars, on the screen right now, Greg, is something I really want to get my hands on is that new Star Wars
Squadrons.
Pilots game. It looks
Squadrons.
And that's the game I missed. Yeah, that was shown off during this as well. They showed a little bit of the campaign.
That was on the pre-show thing, yeah.
Yeah, they showed some of the campaign. Honestly, I'm not expecting a lot from the campaign. I think it's going to be similar to how Battlefield kind of handled campaigns, where it's more or less it's the multiplayer game, but it's, you know, in a sense kind of offline, so to speak. So you have some missions to do against bots.
I'm not even worried about the game. I just want to get into those spaceships.
Yep.
Spaceships.
Yep.
And fly around just for nostalgia. To fly around the big medical frigate and stuff like that there. I'll have enough fun of that. Yeah.
Just does look really good, though, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. It does indeed. Fall Guys Season 2, All the Rage, they announced Season 2. Yay.
Is that the thing that's on PS4 at the moment? Is it free?
Fall Guys Plus game.
It looks fun, that.
Yeah.
It does.
I haven't tried it yet.
It reminds me of, what was the Gang Beast?
Battling you, it's like an obstacle course. It's like Total Wipeout or the Takeshi's Castle type thing.
Yeah. It looks better, if you will. But, Season 2. It's apparently set in medieval times or with a medieval setting. I don't know. Okay. Age of Empires 3 Definitive Edition, something for Richard Webster.
Yeah.
So if you like your real-time strategy games, that's coming. And then the last game on my list was Medal of Honor Above and Beyond, which I was kind of excited for a moment. And then I started watching it. My excitement went off. And then I found out it was VR. And it was like, yeah, no.
That's the end of that.
Yes, very much. So those were pretty much all the big announcements. No prices from the console makers, no announced dates. It's all still speculation, although the current rumors for PlayStation 5 is November 13th, I believe, and the current rumor for the Xbox Series X is November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not these are accurate, who knows? My guess is sometime in November is where we're going to land. There's a bold prediction.
I gotta think within the next. Let's put a dinner on this as far as the pricing. When will the pricing be released for these? When will be able to pre-order, and who will move first? There's two bets.
It's getting ridiculous now. The consoles are out in a couple of months, and they still haven't released price. They're just playing chicken out.
Who announces first?
What did I read the other day? They said somewhere said that they are already taking pre-orders for the PS5, but nobody knows how much it'll be.
I heard the invite only pre-orders. How the fuck do you get an invite only pre-order?
Let me elaborate on that, Mark. So the way they're doing that is they have this website. You go there to basically sign up for the pre-order news, but you have to give them your gamer tag or your game ID on PlayStation Now. PlayStation Plus
Network,
for them.
Yeah,
the PlayStation Network ID, so they can verify you're a true fan.
They've got limited numbers, haven't they? I bet with COVID, I bet there's a shortage of machines.
So here's my now crazy. This is my crazy prediction. I think we're not going to hear a price or release date until at earliest end of September, but likely beginning of October.
End September. How much?
But
I think both consoles, the main consoles, come out at
$599.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $599.
So in the past, all previous launches, we've known about it since E3. So we've known since June, haven't we? I
mean, yeah. So, Mark, when? Who goes first?
Oh, are we doing a...
Greg, sorry, who goes first?
Who goes first?
Mm-hmm. First, who's on first base?
Who's on first base? I think PlayStation actually will be the first to announce.
PS first. Okay, yeah. Mark.
Right. What?
When? When?
Middle of September. So say the 15th of September, and I think Sony will go first.
September 15th, and Sony, and how much?
I think the PlayStation 5 will be $599 US and UK, mm-hmm. and I think the Xbox will be $499.
And Robin, just to go back.
Sony is $599 and Xbox is
$499? Xbox Series X, $499, yeah. Wow. I think they're going to do a double whammy on, because the last console launch, Sony hammered them with a price part of it. And I think they're going to do a double whammy. That's why they're going to wait for Sony to go first.
Just to give you some dates and things, Robin. So for me, Sony, September 24th, Microsoft, October 1st. There we go.
Sony, oh shit, Sony, 24th. September, and Xbox is when, sorry?
They'll be, I'll say October 1st, but it will be at, you know, the week,
okay,
basically.
Let's do this. After. Kim, right. Who's first? Sony or Microsoft?
I think Sony will be first. And Sony, I think we'll hear something around the 1st of October.
1st of October, and then Microsoft
should
wait. And
I think they'll both be, yeah. Yeah, I think Sony will go first. They're not too far after that. I think then we'll hear something from Microsoft, and I think they'll be $499.
Both $499.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Robin is going to say Sony will be first. Microsoft will be second. That's the way it works, and I think it will be the end of September. And last week from Sony. And Microsoft 1 week on, and I think it'll be £550 sterling and $599 for the top models. But there will be a cheaper SKU, isn't it?
Yeah,
the cheaper SKU,
right. Discos version, yeah.
And the cheaper SKU will be $450 for the cheaper one for both. So those will both match, but the top of the range ones for us will be dearer. So
okay,
that's interesting. Let us know what you think. I think definitely Microsoft will be cheaper for the top SKU. Their ordinary one will be about the same. So let us know what you think at @OC_podcast. Let us know who's first.
So real
quick, announce who's and how much they are.
Yeah, one of the things I think, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about who's going to go first, who's going to announce first, and a lot of people are like, oh, Microsoft's going to want to announce second because they're going to want to make sure they're cheaper. I actually think this is a game of chicken because both are afraid to release their price. They are both super expensive. And I think Sony will go first because they are more dependent upon the hardware sale. So they have to get that out. But I don't think Microsoft is going to go second and are waiting so they can undercut Sony. I honestly think Microsoft is just waiting to go second so they're safe to have the same price as Sony. I think they're happy to have the hardware head to head because they think that their hardware is superior. So as long as they're not too expensive, then they can win that battle, so to speak, or at least that's what they hope in the mindset of gamers. But I don't think they're trying to undercut Sony on price here. I just think they want to make sure they don't get undercut themselves.
Microsoft can out wait and out by Sony, like over and over again. I mean, you know, it's a important part of their business, but it's not the most important part of their business either. You know, right. so they can hang them out for lunch.
Yeah, but again, Microsoft isn't in the business of selling hardware. Yeah,
no, they're all about Game Pass and all that right now. I think that's more than anything.
Yeah.
Well, there was an interesting thing that Matt put up in the WhatsApp group earlier on, the OC What's Next sort of group, saying that, and it was like an earnings call sort of thing for investors for Sony, and they're saying that, you know, they want to increase the sweet spot of the cash turnaround, meaning, you know, they're going to sell more consoles over and over again, so the cycle will become tighter, but they want to concentrate more and more on Xbox, like Game Pass or the Sony version of that, PS
Plus. Yes, now.
Because they see that's where Microsoft are making their money.
Yeah.
So Sony, let me just see. Sony, just
well, they basically said that they're going to put more of their first party titles onto PC as well. So, you know, that meltdown of fanboys could be heard the moment that was uttered. All right, I do want to move on. I want to talk emails. Kim, I'm going to have you read this email out. Put you to your paces.
All right, let me get over there to it.
Yeah, and this is an email from a good friend of the show.
Pilch.
Oops. Yeah, he heard me clamoring on about we hadn't heard from him, I think. Yeah.
All righty. It says, "Hi, lads and lass and the ginger. As I was mentioned last week, thought I'd check in. All is well, been lying low since the demise of Bosswave, still gaming, although all I play is Warzone, but they are slowly fucking it up. Still listen to OC and SealPod, but that's about it. As for casting myself, I'm looking at getting back in the seat. Only way I had contact with others was via WhatsApp, and I had to reset my account, and I lost all my chats, thus losing everyone's number. Anyone want to ping me should have me in their history contacts. Halo delayed, cunts. But still looking to get the new Xbox day one. I got 1 gigabyte fiber internet now, and be nice to level the playing field versus cheating PC winkers a little. I'm not bothered about Sony's exclusives, just want to play COD on the most powerful console. Anyway, gone on for far too long, so I will say laters. Pilch."
All right.
Yeah, well, you know, if you really want to get in touch with him again, Just don't. Just don't. Is that right? I mean, is Bosswave completely dead?
They made an appearance like once earlier this year. Was it February or March? And then they disappeared again. And I thought, oh, great, they're coming back. But, yeah. I had a feeling Chris's little baby.
So there was another gentleman that was going to come on the show quite a bit this year. And they threatened to do it, but Baby has got in the way as well. So until these guys learn how to deal with babies and fit other stuff into their lives as well, it's a challenge.
They just need to learn how to put a helmet on that soldier, and they would avoid the entire issue. All right.
Good to hear from you, Pilch.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for emailing, Pilch. We really appreciate it. And certainly anybody else, you feel free to email the show.
If you guys... well, me included, obviously. If we've only got 3 seats and we need an extra man, we've got someone we can reach out to now anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Kim, we should talk about games coming out that everybody can play in the coming week.
Alrighty. Here are your new releases for September 1st through September 7th. And they are... Harry and the Secret of Seasons for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on September 1st. Crusader Kings 3 for the PC also on September 1st. Hitman and Hitman 2 for the Stadia on September 1st. Iron Harvest. Thinking that's some sort of scrap metal sim? Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, Iron Harvest for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on September 1st as well. WRC9 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on September 3rd. Doraemon, Story of Seasons. That sounds interesting. For the PlayStation 4 on September 4th. Oh, one everybody's looking forward to. Marvel's Avengers for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC also on September 4th. I don't think anybody's actually looking forward to that too badly, but what do I know? NBA 2K21 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on PC as well on September 4th. Paradise Killer. Must be a video game about Corona. Anyway, for the Switch and PC on September 4th. And Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on September 4th as well. And those are your new releases.
All right. So real quick, Iron Harvest, I believe that's like a steampunk RTS game. It's like set like in the World War One kind of setting.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I didn't actually think it was a scrap metal game, but whatever. Yeah.
Marvel Avengers.
You lost me at R.
Yeah. Marvel Avengers.
What happened there? What happened?
How did you like the beta, Greg?
I didn't. It crashed on me.
All right. I played it for a little bit, and I thought, this is very generic and boring.
Yeah.
And I didn't play it again. And then I didn't realize that it finished that Sunday night. So.
What happened? Everybody was so excited about this at EGX. Yeah.
I think that's one of those situations where you saw a polished cut of the game. It looks great. It, you know, when you see it in motion and someone's playing it for you, so to speak, or has a quick little demo of it, it looks exciting. But then when you actually start to play it, it felt very just kind of linear. It didn't feel like you're playing as superheroes in so many ways.
Yeah, the superheroes, to me, I only played a few of them, obviously, in the beta, but they felt the same. They didn't really feel unique. Apart from, obviously, Iron Man, you did a bit of flying, didn't you? But
and I know it would have cost him an arm and a leg to get the licensed lookalikes for the different the voices, characters, but honestly, they needed that.
It would have helped.
It weirdly would have helped. And I know some people are like, oh, this is look what it would look like if they had the real characters on it. And people were like, you know, saying, oh, they would have been selling out. And I'm like, no, I think that would have really been a better thing to have.
Okay,
you know,
I still think it's going to sell pretty decently, but
I'm sure it will.
Of course it will. Of course it will. The kids will suck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And last PSA, please, please, please do not buy NBA 2K21. I say that. Because that's the game that they said to get the cross-gen upgrades, you had to buy the $100 special edition. It's just like, no, don't support
that. But
are
they not all on strike now, are they? Oh, no, that's over.
No, they lasted one day. Anyway, all right, let us move past that. Okay. Robin.
Yeah?
Victor's achieved.
Oh, It's a thing. This thing is a thing. And when you do the thing and you do that and leave your record players on and you know the thing and yes, I like Vermont and it's fabulous. You know the thing? Yeah. Anyway, victory achieved is when you earn money for playing and finishing games. If you play and finish a game, you'll be put into a draw and we will pull it at your name out of a hat. Yes. And you will get 15 quid sterling or $20 to buy a game of your choice. I wouldn't say Battletoads, but anyway, you buy some Game Pass. I give someone some Game Pass for a birthday present this week, and they thoroughly loved it. 3 months of Game Pass that would buy. Anyway, so you finish a game to the credits, you take a lovely photograph of yourself, the credits in the background, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved, and you'll be put into the draw. And our next draw is at the end of September. And the person that landed last quarter was Denik TQ from Minecraft Dungeons. The people that finished games this week, Filthy, he finished Carry On. Carry On. Do you know what's
Carry On
Carry
Camping.
On movie smart?
Yeah. Carry On Camping Love. Carry On My Wayward Son.
My turn. Mark Alex, he finished Man Eater, the hunk that he is. John Mice, he finished WWE2KKK20. There's so many E's.
I've heard that game was so janky, it's untrue. That should have never been published. It was so bad, wasn't it, apparently? The graphical
glitches. But the victory achieved of the week goes to our Australian friend, Mr. Miyagi 1984, and he finished Leisure Suit Larry, Wet Dreams Don't Dry.
Good man.
Is that an old game? That can't be a new game.
Fantastic. So well done, you guys. Get your entries in. And Mark, will you now play the sound of the Governor of California winning?
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved.
I think about those every week.
As you should. as
you I am just a very...
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my...
We knew that, though. I mean...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, let's just suit Larry. When you start the game, it says, how old are you? And it says, old enough to play the game, too young to play the game, more than old enough, or I'm just a cat walking over the keyboard. It's about a year old, that game, so it's not a retro game at all. So, yeah, I didn't know I still made them games.
No.
New dirty games to be had. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Got to be better than the Bard's Tale.
I don't know. I bet there's a lot of cleavage staring in that game. Just saying. Yeah. Hey, you know what we get to look forward to next week? The new calendar edition. Yeah.
I get excited every month, every this time How of the can month, you not? Every time. Yeah.
It's a Things monthly to look thing forward for me. To. All right. We're going to wrap the show up at this point. Everybody, thank you very much for listening in.
Mark, stop doing that with your nose.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear from you. We want you to be part of the show. Tune in every week. You can email the podcast. Do what Pilch did. podcast@ocpod.com, I believe. It's been that long since I've talked about the email address, but hey, there you go. Email us. Get your thoughts in. Tell us your predictions on when you think Sony and Microsoft will announce pricing. And, you know, maybe you will be the winner of the greatest prize ever, which we will announce somewhere in the future at a future time and a future date, a future amount.
Okay.
I'm just kidding around. Yeah, you're just going to have bragging rights. There's nothing there. Mark.
Yes.
Do you still have the lovely dulcet tones of our good friend of the show, former host, should come back any day now because we say so, but she probably won't, Nicole?
Of course I do. We are family.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook. fb.ocpod.com or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
There's no cure for being a cunt.
It is true. We do want to hear from you. And I've been playing with my 20-sided die, and that makes me think of our good friend. It is. You don't know where the other die is. But yeah, Phil Olson heads up our OCD&D podcast. You need to follow them on Twitch so he can – apparently he's trying to raise the level of followers to where they can put past episodes up and leave them up, something like that. I don't know. He's doing something crazy. He's asking. He's begging. So if you hear this, give the show a follow on Twitch. Just look up OCD&D. And you will be able to enjoy us playing D&D. Gary Lever's Extra Life still going strong. It is at $1,547 raised so far. So we want to boost that up more. So get in there. Give what you can when you can. For sure, during the Extra Life week, the number of us, Mike Chin, myself, for sure, are going to do our Extra Life streams, and we're going to have everybody donate into Gary Lever's charity page. So that is Gary Lever. Just look up In Memory of Gary Lever on Extra Life and donate to his page, please. I'm going to push this over to Kim.
Alrighty. I'm going to shout out the shatters we've had. Let me get my list up here.
What a load of shitters.
Oh, there's been a lot of them. We have Little Lord, another TTV viewer, Teflon 12, Hardly Dan, our very own Filthy was in there, Frazier, John Mouse, Martin, Aiton, Commander Root, Lurks,
wow.
XJ Rider 98, and Lord of the Manor. So thank y'all for hopping in our chat and keeping us busy. And there's been a request by a certain Irishman about my calendars this month. So, yeah.
Oh, we'll, early preview.
We will. Yeah. We'll do it early.
2 days early. Woohoo. Yeah. That's why I've come on tonight.
That's it. There's the Geralt. September.
Is that Greece? Greece girl? Yeah.
Yes.
That's what that is. So all there's right. that one.
Greece and is the word.
God, I hope not.
I see what you did there.
Dad was watching the TV yesterday and Greece come on and he wouldn't change the channel and I sat through it for like 20 minutes and I'm like, you know what? That's enough of that shit. So anyway.
It's got to be better than friggin' tall grass.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It was pretty bad. No, we have Angelin. That's right. Daniel and Jimmy. So I'm not
Daniel
sure.
And Jimmy.
And one's Daniel. Hung like a horse and the other's conquer him.
Probably not. So yeah, there's our set for calendar rolls. So
excellent, very good.
Yeah. Other very than good. That, so there you go, Robin. I know you
calendars matter.
They
right.
do.
Right. So other than that, fun show, like always. Hope everybody has a good week. It's supposed to be cooler here, which I'm not really sure I like it, because that just means fall's that much closer and summer will be over, and that makes me sad. So, but, here it is. So,
and again, rain, storm, snow means less people outside doing things like
spreading
riots.
Viruses.
riots, protests,
It's amazing, isn't that? So it's funny. Sorry, July is the marching season in Northern Ireland. So, all the bands, this, Mark, all the Orange Men and all that. And there's usually, trouble around the middle of July. But if the weather is really shit and it's raining, there's really no trouble at all. So, yes, you could do with some bad weather would soon sort those buggers out. A bit of cold, bad weather would sort them all out.
Just to calm things down. I'm not saying don't have
snowflake
causes.
At home.
Just, yeah.
Snowflake at home. It's far too dangerous to go out in November, so you should stay indoors. Stay indoors in November. Don't
if you
want to
light a fire, light it in your fireplace. Just saying.
Oh, dear. I'm going to sign off here quickly. I want to say to all the guys in the OC Gordon Gecko group, which is our little friendly stock sharing group, Phil and Amar and Mark and Pete Chin, little Stephen Holdsworth, Taff. We almost got Jason, the owl boy, in. He joined in
seconds.
And left very quickly for about 30 seconds. He freaked out because his telephone number, they thought the Russians were going to get him. So, we're having fun. Dan will get you in, and Mr. Miyagi will work out how to get you in as well. And if you want interested, we're not dealing in thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. We're dealing in pennies and shares and bits and pieces. Having fun. I'm more learning about stocks and that whole world and how crazy it is. We're having a bit of fun in it as well. So, yes, that. And also, just another shout out, if you want to be on After Hours, I will be contacting people over the next week or so to book you in probably a Wednesday evening recording for about an hour and a half.
Did
just to chit-chat about...
make this short?
What?
Didn't you say you were going to make this short?
This is short. Chat for about an hour and a half, just about life in general and what you've been up to in your life and where you've got to and how you got into gaming and your thoughts on life and the universe and everything. So if you want to be interested in that, please contact me at Bongo the Sane, and I'll stick you on the list. I'll send you a little form you can fill in and send back to me, and we'll get you going. And I think that should be fun. And that's how Pilch was mentioned, because Pilch had sort of done something like this. And I think there's a bit of mileage in that. So After Hours. Anyway, Mark, talk to me about your beautiful, beautiful skull.
I want to shout out you guys. First off, I've had a bit of a rocky few weeks recently. Ups and downs.
In the Far East, fiddling and having sex with lots of people.
Yeah, and then the news is Gary and everything. So I'll just love you guys and thanks for all the support and all the listeners who've sort of like messaged me asking how I'm doing and that and that have missed me. So thank you very much. It really means a lot. And I want to pimp out a friend of mine from my GTA RP server, who is an upcoming streamer. He wants to get to affiliate status like Phil does with VOC D&D. So I would really appreciate if people could give this guy a follow. He's called The Newcastle Gamer, all one word. He's a Geordie lad from Newcastle, and he's a medic on the server as myself, and he's my partner in crime. We have a really good laugh, and he does some really funny streams. So, yeah, the Newcastle Gamer. Excuse me, Mark,
people from Newcastle can use computers?
Yep, yep. They now hit 2020. They have got the technology, the internet and everything, Robin. Unlike Northern Ireland.
Oh, wow. So what's his name again, please? We'll do it right now.
What's the Newcastle Gamer, all one word.
The Newcastle Gamer.
You can do this all together if you're watching live. The Newcastle Gamer. And the Newcastle Gamer, he's playing Grand Theft Auto right now.
Is he on now? He actually plays a female character, which is a male, called Lucy Hart. She's just med doctor. But it's hilarious. It's so funny.
And do you go under Mark Annex?
I don't stream it because my PC.
No. But when you play,
But my thing. Yeah, my character's called Ed.
Mark Annex.
What's your called?
Ed Gasket.
Ed Gasket.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
So he doesn't know you as Mark Annex, no?
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh yeah, if you say Mark Annex, I sent you. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, and there we go. And follow. There, subscribe. Is that what I have to do? No, subscribe.
You have to pay. I think he's just actually hit affiliate if he's got subscribe option.
There you go.
But,
yeah. Follow.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Follow.
Yeah, but it's a good laugh.
All right. Awesome.
Okay, done.
Anything
else? Thank you.
That's it. Thank you very much. So I'll let you take us out. Has Kim done us?
Yeah.
I'll let you take us out, Greg.
Mark, good to have you back.
Thank you.
Everything worked perfectly. Worked great.
Apart from not having me ending properly, I had to just give it a little shove, a bit of a nudge, you know what I mean? Get it fully in there.
Yeah, we'll see how it actually
works. No reaction from Kim. Oh, a bit of a delayed reaction from Kim there.
Yeah. We haven't actually got to the end yet, Mark.
Yeah, I was calling your friend here.
All right.
As Kim would usually say, hey, thanks for listening. We do this because we love our community, and we do mean that. So, this is as much our show as your show. So thank you for listening. If you're listening live, if you're listening while you're doing your elliptical workout in the morning, great. If you're doing it while you're setting fire to a dumpster, okay, fine. We'll take it. I don't care. I want to thank the three of you because it's always fun, guys. I love hanging out with you guys. So it's definitely a highlight to the week. Appreciate it. And I think we can say we're done.
We're done.
Maybe not.
Mark, we're family. Mark's... We love you, buddy.
Yeah.
We do.
Right, we're going.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.